This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us. You can participate in the program. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-8255 is our number. 877-726-8255 gets you right in for your appointment. And those are hard to get. And you don't even have to wear a mask. You can just call in. And by the way, that number available at 24/7. That doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to pick up the phone at 3 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, but you can record a question. We'll be taking some of those recorded questions as well during today's program. And, of course, the pandemic still rages, but there are some glimmers of hope this holiday season as we've introduced not just one, but two vaccines. And so all the buzz is about the vaccines and whether they work and whether they have a lot of side effects and whether you should take the vaccine. I'm getting countless questions about the vaccine in my office and via this program. And lots of people are saying, is it safe? Is it effective? Is it worth it? And I wrote about that in our newsletter last week. And what I'm trying to do about the vaccines, I'm trying to keep an open mind because there tends to be a bias in the natural medicine community against high-tech medicine. And it's not unwarranted because there have been a lot of conspicuous failures of high-tech medicine. Lots and lots of the drugs that we take while they ameliorate symptoms, some of them have had to be taken off the market after a very, very optimistic launch. I can think of numerous drug fiascos, and there have been some vaccine fiascos. There was a much vaunted vaccine against Lyme disease that proved to be a bust, and it resulted in a lot of lawsuits. And vaccines will virtually always have side effects. And we have the much publicized specter of people receiving the vaccine in a public-spirited way, nurses and frontline healthcare workers, a couple of them. There's a very, very haunting video of a healthcare worker, a young woman who took the vaccine, and she said, "This is great. This is a wonderful advance. And I'm not feeling so well." And all of a sudden she fainted. She just plunked down onto the ground. And, so that's not inspiring a lot of confidence in the vaccine. But I have to say it is a remarkable achievement. And, in theory, it's a beautiful little theory. It's just taking a little piece of the SARS-CoV-2 viral particle and taking that piece and multiplying it in vats. They don't even have to inoculate eggs to do this anymore. It's a very, very high-tech method of assembling RNA sequences. And then they inject that in a liposomal vehicle, so it doesn't get degraded by the body, and it gets picked up by the immune system, and then the immune system responds specifically against the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2, and that will mount an effective defense, for the most part, against the virus. That is in theory anyway, but as with most vaccines, they tend to be more effective in the testing than in what is called the post-marketing period, where tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people may receive the vaccines. So I talked about that in the newsletter, and I expressed optimism balanced with some degree of caution and pessimism. I said, trust but verify that indeed the vaccine is effective and indeed there aren't some unforeseen side effects. And most people really liked what I had to write, but I just give you a sample of some of the blowback I received because I didn't unequivocally denounce the vaccines. There's a movement afoot among dedicated anti-vaxxers, of which I do not count myself among, to push back against the vaccine. And one of our faithful subscribers to the newsletter said, "Hello, I'm sorry, you just lost me as a subscriber to your newsletter. I don't agree with your assumption that genetically modifying human beings is a good thing. Moderna created that vaccine in 2 hours. CV-19 is a created virus. It has a U.S. patent. Search it up. Thanks, Dr. Hoffman, for all the information I've learned from you and Layla." Layla is our nutritionist in residence. I do podcast with her every week, and she does her own personal podcast. It's part of our lineup of information that we share with listeners at no charge. She writes, "I'm just not ready to modify my DNA. I like it the way it is. I have no fear of any virus." Signed, Jay. Anyone will give her name. But I just have to say to my listeners who are very, very skeptical about vaccines, to maintain that healthy skepticism and to watch and wait, because in all likelihood, you won't be in the first tier of people to receive the vaccine. That'll be reserved for essential workers, that being frontline healthcare workers, and also the very elderly, vulnerable people in nursing homes. They're going to get the first shipment of the vaccine. So it may be spring or early summer before you're faced with a decision, should I take the vaccine? And by then, we'll have a lot more information about it. But there are some real questions and concerns about the new vaccines. But when it comes to modifying your DNA, I have to say, I took a very careful look at that. And in this program and in subsequent programs, we're going to take a careful look at the vaccine because it's a very, very important personal decision that you and your family and your loved ones are going to be asked to undertake. And we want you to be informed consumers. We don't want you to be simply brainwashed or compelled to take the vaccine. You know, universal mandates won't work, forcing people to take the vaccine. That's a big mistake because this isn't China. This isn't Russia. This isn't Iran or Venezuela. This is a country which is based on freedom of choice, and we should have freedom of choice when it comes to the vaccine. And I think when it comes to deciding whether to opt for the COVID-19 vaccine, that it's a good old-fashioned risk-benefit equation. If your risk is very low of getting it or succumbing to it, if you're young and relatively healthy, well, if the side effects of the vaccine appear to loom large, well, maybe the risk of the vaccine outweighs the benefits that it confers. But if you're at very high risk, well, maybe you may have to assume some of those risks in order to achieve some of the protection that the vaccine affords. But we're going to look at vaccine rumors. We're going to talk about altered DNA and microchips and some of the things that are circulating around about the vaccine this hour. And we invite your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. So Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. All right, there's a lot of buzz going on around the vaccine. And, you know, look, this is to be expected because ever since vaccines were invented, I think one of the first vaccines that was developed was the smallpox vaccine. And smallpox was a great scourge around the time of the Revolutionary War. And there was actually a big anti-vaccine movement then. There was a lot of distrust about messing with Mother Nature and using vaccines to change people so that they would be less susceptible to the dread smallpox. Lots of people died. Lots of people were scarred by smallpox in that era. And so it was a great advance when they came up with a smallpox vaccine. But it wasn't entirely safe. In fact, it made people sick. And some people even died from the vaccine. It was a very primitive vaccine, but it sort of worked. But it also had a lot of side effects. And so it is throughout history. And now one of the major knocks against the vaccine is that we become altered as humans. We become GMO, genetically modified organisms, because we're talking RNA, and RNA is genetic material, and the suggestion is that we put that stuff into our genome and we permanently alter the human species, you know, like the Frankenfish salmon that was recently rejected by it was actually rejected by the courts. It was approved by the FDA, but the courts blocked its implementation because they felt that it hadn't met the safety thresholds. And as a potential threat to the environment, putting genetically modified fish into the ocean and so on and so on. So are we going to be genetically modified humans? Well, there's a study that's being touted, and it's circulating around on the Internet. It's actually a study that hasn't been peer-reviewed, which means that it is a study that was published, but because there's a big rush to publish information about COVID-19, they've sort of relaxed the rules about publication of studies. So they publish them online so that they can be viewed and commented on. And a lot of people in the anti-vaccine community have picked up on this study as proof positive that indeed this RNA vaccine will create genetically modified humans, that the RNA can be incorporated in the human DNA. And so, you know, I took a look at it, and look, I'm a scientific guy, science-based. I'm not an immunologist. I'm not a molecular biologist. I did study this stuff in medical school, and I keep up on it. And so what it says in this article is that there is evidence that SARS-CoV-2 RNAs can be reverse transcribed in human cells. Okay, well, just a little basic molecular biology is that it used to be thought that DNA makes RNA, but RNA can't go back to DNA. But then they discovered what are called retroviruses, which are RNA viruses, which can then go back, as it were, and reverse transcribe so that they can become genomically integrated into the DNA. Now, I'm sorry if I've lost you there, but you know it's a kind of advanced concept. There's something called reverse transcriptase, and they use that a lot now in biological research. So in this study, they say that there was reverse transcription of the SARS-CoV-2 RNA, retrointegration into patients. Well, they haven't demonstrated that it happens in patients, but they demonstrated in the test tube. So I looked at a bunch of comments on this, and I see one here from a clinical virologist. Okay, that's way above my pay grade. And the guy writes, there's a problem with this, because if you use PCR diagnostics, it's very, 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 very sensitive, and you can easily make a mistake. Even months after an infection, you can pick up PCR that might indicate the presence of the virus, even though the person is no longer infected. And so what they're saying is they question the technique that was used in the lab of these people who claim reverse transcription and the potential for retrointegration in patients. Nonetheless, even though the study is very faulty and probably should be retracted, you know, it's like, I hate the idea of censorship, but when something is false and it's published, it tends to take on a life of its own. And so this article, as I think faulty as it is and speculative as it is and subject to a lot of criticism, because I saw tons and tons and tons of criticisms of this article, and not just by people who want to squelch this, you know, pro-vaccine folks who say, you know, let's not have any dissent, let's just lockstep march towards universal vaccination. Just honest immunologists, molecular biologists, and virologists who said, look, you can't base a whole conspiracy theory on this one study. They may have just based it on the fact that there was some schmutz, there was some contamination that was detected by the researchers who now claim that this is evidence that there could be incorporation of the RNA into the human genome, thus creating Frankenhumans, humans that are permanently or altering the species in an effort to combat the virus. So, you know, I got to say I'm pushing back against that particular conspiracy theory. There are others, and we'll tackle those momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And it's Christmas time. And I just heard Judy Garland sing. And it's hard for me not to get a little catch in my throat when I hear this, when I hear the lyrics. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. I literally get a little catch in my throat when I say that, because that sentiment certainly resonates this year. We have great hopes for the abating of the pandemic. And, you know, after enough people get sick, I mean, there may be herd immunity. It looks like at this rate, a very high percentage of Americans will get it. And then add to that the vaccine, and the prospects are bright for a much better 2021. And that's something that we're hoping for. Let's talk a little bit about some of these vaccine rumors. And, you know, before we do that, though, you know, there's the downsides of the vaccine that a lot of people are talking about. You know, there's anaphylactic reactions. And now it appears that, you know, maybe it's not the greatest idea for you to go over to, you know, a CVS drugstore and pop in there like you're getting a flu shot and to get your vaccine unsupervised, because a small but significant percentage of people may have allergic reactions to the vaccine for one reason or another. It's just becoming evident that that happens from time to time. And you may want to do it in a healthcare facility, in a doctor's office, or in a hospital, or in a place that's specially set up to administer vaccines where people can be watched for a few critical minutes after they receive the vaccine to make sure that they don't need emergency resuscitation, you know, with an EpiPen or with antihistamines or, you know, life-saving medication, because these reactions can be deadly. So I was just reading about the effectiveness of the vaccine. That's on the other side of the coin. Is okay, so is it dangerous? Well, you know, we see some dark clouds on the horizon, but for the most part it seems to be relatively benign. But it's only been tested for 3 months, so we don't know about long-term side effects. What about its effectiveness? Well, they claim the vaccine is 90% effective, 94% effective, 95% effective. So what does that actually mean? Well, the new vaccine, that's the Moderna vaccine, Pfizer was already approved. Moderna was just approved. Moderna has the advantage that it doesn't have to be transported at ultra-low temperatures, which may increase the ease of distribution of the vaccine. So that doesn't require special containers and special handling, and it might get out there faster. So there is an advantage. Same principle, but, you know, slightly different variation on the theme of an RNA vaccine against the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2. So in the Moderna trial, and I'm reading here from the Wall Street Journal, the vaccine was shown to be 94.1% effective at preventing COVID-19 cases with certain symptoms, including severe cases. So, okay, let's qualify that. You might get COVID-19, but you're going to have very minimal to no symptoms. And it's already the case that a lot of people acquire the virus, but they barely know it. Very high percentage, high double digits. But this level of protection generally held up across various age, gender, racial, and ethnic subgroups. A fuller analysis showed vaccine efficacy was 95.6% in people ages 18 to 64. So that's good. That's great. 96% effectiveness. But hold on. It was just 86.4% effective in people 65 years and older. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm 68 years old. And so I'm in that group where it's only 86.4% effective. And I hold out the prospect of, yeah, I'd like to hang out here maybe for another 25 years. So imagine how much the effectiveness would wane if we tested it in nonagenarians, people in their 90s, who are really the most vulnerable part of the population. I mean, the number of World War II vets who died as a result of COVID-19 probably rivals the number of World War II combatants who died in some major battles, right? Some of the worst battles didn't kill tens of thousands of folks. So that is a concern, is that what happens with immunosenescence, people who are older, more feeble, they don't have a strong immune system to take up the vaccine. We've seen that with the flu vaccine. That could be a problem. You know, here's this other thing. They say that the vaccine is a plot to microchip everybody with something that Bill Gates wants to do. The coronavirus pandemic is a cover-up for a plan to implant trackable microchips in everyone. Well, of course, you know, Bill Gates, an evil genius. You know, we've all had trouble with our Microsoft computers. That's why many of us switched to Apple. And he's like the arch-villain of the Western world, according to some. So the truth of it is that, you know, Bill Gates is a guy who's about control, and he believes in computers. And what he said is, quote, we will have some digital certificates which could be used to show who'd recovered, been tested, and ultimately received a vaccine. But he never mentioned, you know, some sort of like digital tattoo that, you know, is injected with the vaccine that people will carry for life, and then they can go through some kind of scanner eventually, and they can be tagged, you know, microchipped. I mean, some people have floated those ideas, but it wasn't Bill Gates. I mean, Bill Gates believes there should be some system for tracking people. Okay, so you can decide if you are in need of a vaccine. Ultimately, you know, it's an invasion of privacy because, you know, who wants the entire world and public health authorities to know what your health status is? That's a whole other issue. But as to the microchip conspiracy theory, you know, that's a little far-fetched. 877-726-8255. And this item has to do with natural support for your immune system. You know, I think, you know, one of the worst aspects of the current pandemic is that there's been a real effort to quash information about natural support for the immune system. They say it's quackery, it's taking advantage of people. But this is the real deal. Let me share with you a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including antimicrobial effects. Yeah, that's been documented, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm's the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary is a remarkable nutrient that aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. You know, pure oregano oil is a little harsh, and so they moderate it with the natural honey flavor. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean, produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. Myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Myfuturefarm.com slash Hoffman. Okay, so what's going to happen when we want to demonstrate whether people have had the vaccination or not? Here's a scenario that I envision, which is fake vaccine certificates. All right? It is bound to happen. Here's a story from last month. Fake test certificate gang foiled at Paris airport. Well, this is different. This is when you travel, especially internationally, you got to get, you demonstrate that you're free of COVID. So that's why a lot of people are lining up at urgent healthcare facilities to get a negative test so they can present it at the airline so they can get on a plane to wherever, to London, to, you know, even as many countries don't even accept people from the United States. So it's like international travel really messed up these days. But in many cases, you got to get tested. So French police have arrested seven people accused of offering fake negative COVID-19 test certificates to departing passengers at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. People are stuck at the airport. They say, I can't go anywhere. And then somebody comes up and says, you know, it used to be they'd open their coat and they'd say, hey, you want a nice Rolex? You know, here it's like, hey, you want a COVID-19 test certificate? We got test certificates, you know, showing that you got, have a negative test. The fakes would have been sold for up to 300 euros each. That's over 300 bucks, prosecutors say. The arrest came after the certificate of a passenger bound for Ethiopia was found to be false. The fake certificates bore the names of real Parisian medical laboratories. So there you have it. You know, there's tremendous potential for fraud and deception. And criminal gangs are going to take advantage of it. No question. 877-726-8255. That's human nature. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. Slash Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we're talking about the vaccine. We're also encouraging you to call about anything else. I long for the day when I don't have to talk about vaccines and COVID-19. But the questions keep coming in, and let's hear one of those recorded questions that pertains to the vaccine.
I'm 94 years old and have been strictly staying at home to prevent catching the COVID-19. Now, when the vaccine comes out, if I would catch the virus on the way to get the vaccine, which one would work first? Would I still get it, or would that vaccine on that same day help me?
Okay. You know, that is really such an excellent question. And, you know, unfortunately, in all the testing that was done of the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, that particular issue hasn't been addressed. But an even more fundamental issue is not if, due to some exquisite timing, you know, on the way to getting the vaccine, you acquire the virus and then you take the vaccine. But what if you've already had COVID-19? And there's some people who have tested positive for COVID-19. They've had all the symptoms of COVID-19. What happens when they take the vaccine on top of already having supposedly some degree of natural immunity to COVID-19? And they just don't know the answer. And the current policy is to vaccinate everyone indiscriminately. Even if you've had COVID-19, they're going to say you still should take the vaccine. And their rationale is that the immunity to COVID-19 may wane. So say you had COVID-19 in April, you know, with a lot of people. That was the height of the pandemic here in New York, although there's been a second wave. And now 6 months hence or 8 months hence, you're being asked to take the vaccine. Where you're now told, yes, you should take the vaccine because it may be that your natural immunity has waned. The problem is that we don't precisely know what the interaction between natural immunity and the artificial immunity that's going to be conferred by the vaccine is going to be. It could be a beneficial effect. There could be like an add-on or a knock-on effect where, okay, you have some immunity from having had a natural infection, plus you're going to get this extra bonus immunity from the vaccine. But it's also possible, and this has actually happened with some previous vaccine attempts, is that when people get a vaccine on top of natural immunity to something, it supercharges their immune response. They get an over-exuberant immune response, and this can trigger kind of a cascade or a meltdown of autoimmunity. And that's not good, obviously. That could make people feel very sick unnecessarily. And, you know, to your question, if it actually happens simultaneously with the vaccine, that's really unclear what's going to happen. I mean, you're acquiring your body's natural response to the virus, and at the same time, then you boost your body's response. That could be beneficial. That could help save your life, because at 94, you know, obviously your immune reserves might be a little lower. Or it could trigger an adverse response. We simply don't know. So we're embarking on this kind of big experiment out there, and it's unclear what can happen. So the other thing is these vaccines require two shots. So what happens if you take the vaccine and then you're exposed to the virus? Well, you're going to get some protection, but not full protection. It appears that there may be some advantage if during that interim period between waiting for your second shot that you acquire the virus, that you'll get some partial protection, but it's only going to be around like 50-60% and not that full 90%, more or less. Less if you're older, more if you're younger, that you're going to get. So, you know, a lot of people are making the argument like, look, you know, I'm young. I got a 99.97% chance of surviving. Why should I take a vaccine that's only 94% or 95% effective? Well, the problem is that even though you have a very, very low chance as a young person of dying of the virus, it's pretty serious. It can lay you up. It can also cause a lot of logistical problems with work and with family, you know, where you need to be isolated and you need to talk to a lot of people about having had contact with them. It's a big mess just having it. Yeah, I mean, it's a little unpleasant to stay home with the sniffles, But more so than that, some people, a significant proportion of people who aren't even that sick, develop long-term symptoms from COVID-19. They're the so-called long haulers. And that concerns me more because, I think I'm fairly healthy and robust even at 68, and I'm less likely to die of COVID-19. But I sure don't want to be experiencing exercise intolerance, muscle aches, headaches, and fatigue for weeks hence, and perhaps develop a low-grade form of chronic fatigue syndrome from this as a COVID-19 long hauler. That's the real concern. So that kind of puts the vaccine in a different perspective, even if you're less likely to die from it. 877-726-8255. That's our number. We encourage you to call during this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.